Good afternoon for KYMN News. I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. This update brought to you by Young's Paint Setter. A woman was airlifted to St. Mary's Hospital in Rochester after rolling her car. Rice County deputies were called to the crash yesterday morning in the 26,000 block of Independence Avenue in Morristown. 42-year-old Carrie K. Root reported losing control on the icy road. Sheriff Dunn reported,
"The vehicle was going highway speeds and left the road, and you know, then when you get off the road, there's a lot more snow there, so the vehicle tends to catch and things. So this vehicle rolled numerous times."
Root is in stable condition at this time.
She's alive because she had her seatbelt on.
The passenger was uninjured. Dunn also cautioned drivers to be careful even with a little bit of snow. A woman accused of stealing from a charity pled guilty in Rice County Court this week. The Rice County Attorney's Office last August charged 56-year-old Patricia Karen with five felonies. She pleaded guilty this week to two counts of theft by swindle. Karen was the founder and director of Safe Sanctuary, a pet rescue operation in Faribault. An investigation by several agencies showed that Karen used funds from the rescue to go on shopping sprees, eat out at restaurants, and more. She also did not report income. In the criminal complaint, she told law enforcement that she, quote, doesn't have the best record keeping, and that Safe didn't make any money. Safe held fundraisers and charged fees for adoption of dogs. Rice County Attorney John Fossum said,
"What he did do was admit on the record that she stole money from the nonprofit."
Adding,
"The judge will be deciding what restitution is and who it gets paid to, and the judge will decide what an appropriate fine is."
She will serve no jail time. He and the defense attorney have agreed to 3 to 5 years probation. Safe was shut down last year. A couple of weeks ago, KYMN reported on businesses being burglarized and Northfield police seeking information from the public. Chief Monty Nelson said yesterday,
"It's a good reminder for business owners especially to be cognizant of that their business is secured properly. You know, consider alarms and or other monitoring devices."
The burglars were looking for cash and forced entry.
The doors were locked, but they found a way around the locks without, it wasn't like they threw a brick through a door or something like that. Not a lot of damage.
He said that's why it's a good idea to check your doors every so often. You can also ask for an officer to take a look at them.
Unfortunately, we get a little experience seeing how people defeat locks that you think are secure, but if they can stick something in between the door and the frame sometimes and hit that latch, some doors may be locked, but not that secure.
Nelson advised business owners to also think about where they store petty cash. And the Dentist Council met Monday night. It had been moved due to last week's snowstorm. On the agenda was a vote to give those appointed to serve on boards and commissions a stipend for their service. They approved $20 per meeting. Mayor Glenn Switzer commented,
"I think previously we were at like $10 a meeting for a lot of our boards and commissions, and we expanded this out to joint powers boards. Just a $20 a meeting, and it, like you said, it barely covers anything, but it's a little something that says thank you to those that are not elected, because if you get elected, obviously you're stepping up to do that as a public servant."
Administrator McCarthy said it's important to recognize those folks that give up their time. Their full interview is online at kymnradio.net. News from around the state is next.